At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Mick McCarthy has joined me from Off the Ball to look ahead to the weekend's sporting action. Will we talk about the URC first?
Yeah, I think so.
Has there been format changes to this? That's my question about all rugby competitions every year, club rugby for about the last 10 years. What have they tweaked this year, Mick?
This is shocking, but as far as I know, and God, I could be wrong on this because I haven't seen anything about it, and I was actually... I don't think there's any format change. But
okay.
Funny enough, in what I was going to say there is, like, it's the first time in a long time that I can remember the URC starting, the rugby season coming back, and actually being a little bit interested in the rugby side of it, you know, and not the kind of storyline of, like, you know, what's gone wrong and, what you know, all of this. I don't know whether it's because after a World Cup year, it finally feels like we've had a bit of a break.
Yeah.
Because I think a couple of players... are interesting that have signed for the different clubs, because I think we didn't see a good few players in the summer, or even say like in Mac Hansen, he's playing tomorrow night against Munster. In his case, we haven't seen him in a long time. You know, so I think there's something that's just sort of there's something that I think is ready to go with this year's rugby season in a way that isn't usually there. Now, it'll be a couple of weeks before we see a lot of the international players, especially the ones who are heavily involved in South Africa.
Yeah.
And that's always the way. But there are strong teams named this weekend, and I think people, you know, say if you're going to the Leinster Edinburgh game tonight, I think people will be pleasantly surprised. It's not the sort of sense of sort of, you know, especially in the World Cup year last year, where you're looking at like a B or C team for a good month or so
when
the season kicks off. And one of the reasons for that, Kieran, is that the URC has become so competitive and such a good league.
Yeah.
Kind of all of a sudden in the last maybe 2-3 years.
Yeah.
Teams are going to have to start taking
it
seriously.
It had a few years where it kind of seemed to fade from relevance a little bit, didn't it?
Yeah.
You know, after we went to our kind of Rabobank iterations and all of that.
Yeah.
And then, there was just a few years, early URC years, where you kind of weren't sure what to make of it.
Exactly, yeah. And like, I mean, you could argue teams weren't taking it overly seriously.
Yeah, maybe that was
it. Because everybody qualified for Europe and, you know,
and hard to convince,
they were all going to be in the playoffs.
Hard to convince the non-hardcore fans to take something seriously if the players and the teams don't look like they're taking
it
seriously.
Yeah, and it's not that they wouldn't take it seriously on the pitch, it's just that they wouldn't be naming a full team hardly ever. And I think it is changing because it's harder. There's the South African teams have come in, they're all very good, obviously. It's harder to make the playoffs, which means it's harder to win the tournament. It's harder to get to a position where you're definitely going to qualify for Europe, which means it just means that you have to take each round a little bit more seriously than you did before. And I think it's added to the interest of it, and it has actually grown quite a lot over the last couple of years.
So Edinburgh, Leinster is tonight in Scotland. And then Munster, Connacht tomorrow. So Mac Hansen, you say, is playing.
Yeah.
Who else is back, or
So you've got, for Connacht's point of view, you've got a couple of players, but Mac Hansen's probably the headline. But Josh Ione, who is their new out half, he's a former All Black. You know, he was probably on the outskirts of the New Zealand setup, but still, that's an exciting signing for them. Jack Carty's out at the moment, so we'll see what happens when they come together. But I think Connacht fans will be excited there. In terms of Munster, you've got a winger in, Abrahams. I went for it. is South African winger who's like really exciting and could be kind of one of those sort of like Munster foreign stars that they get from time to time. So that's someone to look
at. Yeah, okay.
For. Scrum. He was described by our South African in the office as a scrum capped South African winger, like they all have been since Cheslin Kolbe.
Okay.
So you know, so this guy seems like he's pretty good. They've got Billy Burns coming down from Ulster. He's kind of taken Joey Carberry's role, so he's going to play tonight as well. So that should be a really good game tomorrow night. To have an Irish derby in the first game of the season is kind of strange, and I think you know, you should see a good crowd in Thomond Park tomorrow night.
All right, so we look forward to that. Premier League action as well, and I guess the kind of pick of the bunch there is City Arsenal.
Yeah, it. Do you know what? I was even just scribbling down the fixtures before I came in here because it feels like such a one game weekend. You know, you've got the top two for the last two seasons. This is the fixture that Arsenal didn't go for last year. People, in retrospect, criticised them for at the end of the season. This was nil all It was much later in the season. It was, I think it was in March.
Yeah.
They nil all and they were happy with their point and they stayed on top of the table, and City went and almost, I think they won every game after that, and obviously just won the foot race with Arsenal in the end and outlasted them. And people look back on that and thinking Arsenal didn't show the ambition they needed to and go to, like, you know, put the foot in the net.
Yeah.
As they should have. And I wonder, it's much earlier in the season, it's the fourth game of the season, will that make any difference this week? Arsenal only played last night in Bergamo in Italy against Atalanta. It was a nil-all draw there. City played on Wednesday night.
They were blessed it was a nil-all draw. I got home in time for the penalty and the rebound of the penalty. Yeah. Should have scored twice.
Unbelievable stuff. And the Arsenal goalkeeper, David Raya, is quickly becoming a bit of a folk hero, having like 12 months ago being someone who was criticised and almost ridiculed. You know, so it's funny how that happens in football. But this game is fascinating. I don't think it will be the most entertaining game. If you're sitting down with your popcorn at 4:30 on Sunday, I don't know if you'll be most entertained, but I think it could be very
intriguing. Last year, which it was nil all, the other game was 1-0, wasn't it, last year? So, like, I mean, there's one goal in 180 minutes there last season.
Exactly. But I think there's an intriguing element to it. Arsenal, I think, will, to borrow the old phrase, park the bus, but will they have enough to one hold City out? Erling Haaland has scored 9 goals in the first 3 games of the season. So he had a summer rest, which is scary for everybody, I think, as well. So again, I'm just, don't think you'd be massively entertained, but I'm so intrigued by what's going to happen, you know.
Arnie Slot, the kind of honeymoon came to a shuddering end last week, but they're playing Bournemouth, is that right?
Home to Bournemouth, Bournemouth, it's one of those games that sounds easier than it is. Yeah. Bournemouth have been great this year and were very unlucky last week against Chelsea. Liverpool beat AC Milan during the week, having gone a goal down over in Milan, and they were absolutely fantastic. Now, Milan weren't great, but I think that in terms of them bouncing back from that, or if they'd gone and lost that game, I think you're quickly into new manager crisis mode. But I think the fact that they actually just bounced back really well, they were very poor last weekend against a good Forest team. But I can't see it happening again. I think they'll have enough, even though, as I said, Bournemouth would be on a par, if not better than Forest, you know.
Palace host Manchester United, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's an away game. So, I mean, I just kind of, this feels like we're in this kind of waiting room until the calls start for, until Ten Hag gets sacked.
Feels like it, all right.
Doesn't it? Already.
Yeah, like they're playing Spurs next weekend and it feels like, you know, that's the, you know, first manager out the door kind of battle with Ange Postecoglou.
Yeah.
But, you know, the Palace game, you don't know what to expect. They've started the season very poorly, which I think has surprised a lot of people. They came back from 2-0 down last week to draw 2-2, so that might kickstart them. But United, you know, they won last week. They won fairly convincingly against the poor Southampton team. They backed it up by winning 7-0 against Barnsley in the League Cup. Marcus Rashford has scored 3 goals in 2 games. This is what United fans will tell you and try to, you know, maybe build themselves up into something. I don't see it.
How often did they have to go through it? And I know you guys have talked about
it
ad nauseam.
What's the point?
and in much more detail. But I mean, just at the time, you knew at the time making this decision around the FA Cup was just daft. And so it has proven to be.
There's another element to this that I think people don't talk about. They're saying, look, there wasn't a great manager there to get, so they gave him one more year. But if United don't get into the Champions League again this year, which I think is very likely with Ten Hag there, then that's more losses. And they've reported unbelievable, like astronomical losses over the last 3-4 years. We don't understand. We did a piece on the show the other night as to how they're not in PSR, profit and sustainability rules. Troubled, they don't seem to be, or at least they don't think they are. We'll know later on in the year. But I don't think they can afford another big loss next year. And if they don't get into Europe or the Champions League, then I don't see how that won't happen.
Yeah.
You know? So, like, this was an important year for them in every way, for their entire future as well, you know.
Anyway, they are away to Palace this weekend. Mick McCarthy from Off the Ball. Mick, thank you. Off the Ball with you tonight from 7 o'clock, as always.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.
What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere. Visit hyland.com.